Okay, next. I'm going to start everything up because it's working for the moment. I'm just trying to figure out what happened to. It was recording, but it was very weird stuff that was coming out of there. So, most things are working out anyway. It's probably a producer of the last version. I'm afraid today's going to be a bit short because somebody takes up so much time to get to it. But just the best you can.
Thanks.
Okay, so I'm trying to get through this. Since I'm short on time, welcome everybody. Hope your sessions went well. So this is our functional design meeting. We're going to consider user needs, technical effects, and the working design of our remote control. I've been taking meetings in a minute, minutes in the meetings. And I'll be putting them in the shared documents folder, so if there's anything you need to refer to, you can find them there. I'll get the ones up for next time. They're not finished yet. Right, so can we have updates from everyone from what you worked on? Just kind of a quick summary of anything interesting that you'd like to share.
I've got
a
second list.
Sure.
Is that all that?
Did you function F8?
Who's that?
Look. Sometimes you have to do it. It's like a three-setting cycle. So press it a couple times. Hold down function and then press it.
Right.
You need to help me. Place function. Yeah. Could you just put it back into hers?
In order to see what the functional requirements are to be found, 100 people were tested in the usability laboratory through just their habits. Their habits were observed and questionnaires were given out. The findings in some cases matched what we were talking about. Customers and users don't like the way remote controls look. They don't like the way they feel. They don't think they match their operating behavior. And an example is what we were talking about, the buttons. They only use 10% of the buttons, so later on there's a study of the buttons that they use most, and I think we should design according to these buttons. Easy to lose, and RSI. I don't know what RSI means. The person that did the questionnaire obviously did, I don't have a clue. According to the frequency of use and the relevance of each buttons, I've made a list of the buttons that we should focus on in order of importance. So the most important buttons are those to do with channel selection. They're used about 160 times per hour. And people like to zap a lot, apparently. So this is the order, channel selection, teletext, volume, and power. The other ones are the settings, and they're used less than 0.8 to 0.5 times per hour. And this means that I think we could have like a button for all the settings, and then just one, and then from there go on to the audio on the screen, either on the remote or on the television. About the screen and speech recognition, some people are more willing than others to actually pay for that. And if we look at the market, people from 15 to 35 year olds, I don't really know how to describe this, 76% of people in that age range are willing to pay more for this sort of product, while people that are above 35 years years old go from 35% to 8%. So people that are 65, for example, wouldn't actually pay for this sort of thing. I don't know what the decision to be made is, but I think that the people that actually do buy remotes more are those like teenagers and young professionals. That's likely, but we should discuss this together. That's all I have to say about the matter. Should I, what do I do? Do I give this to someone else?
Yeah, I'm just going
function.
It's the little blue one.
It's
a function.
Yeah. About the technical functions design, and I basically just tried to focus on just what functions we need and how to make that the best function for the user. So I sort of thought about it myself and put down the internet. And okay, so basically, I think like it is really important that we sort of get this done in a user-friendly and fashionable way. So I think things like you know, keeping buttons together, like close together, that are used in the same way, or maybe that making them the same color, keeping the number of buttons the least, you know, to a minimum, and also things like is it small enough, large enough? I'm not sure. I guess we would need to do some research about what size is appropriate and that sort of thing. But basically, we need to make sure that it turns on and off the TV. Does it have the capacity to change the channels? Do we need to have functions for cable or VCR? And then is it findable? And how do we want to do that? And I just thought that these two remotes were pretty boring. And I think we can find something that's more fun to look at and use than either of those. I like the one on the right better, just because it does have fewer buttons. I think we can sort of think about things like color and size, shapes, that sort of thing, to best fit the user. That concludes my presentation.
some of you.
Okay, so this is on the working design, which is sort of the mechanical functions of the remote. The method I used was to basically look at existing designs and incorporate ideas from the last meeting. So I think we need two basic functions, which is just the basic remote functions. The user can input a channel or a volume setting and it can be output to the TV. And also we talked about a location function where maybe you could press a button on the TV and it would send sort of signal to the remote where it would beep or flash or vibrate or whatever to tell you where the remote is. So the components we need are an energy source to power the remote. Input, which would probably be buttons, although we just talked about voice recognition. Processor to take the information. Something to transmit it to the TV. And we also need something on the remote that would receive the location signal and have an output, like possibly a beep or a vibration. And also you need a sender for location signal, which would probably be a separate thing that we'd have to sell with the remote, and people could stick it on their TV or stick it on their wall. And this is just sort of an overview of how the remote works. Power comes from the battery, goes to the chip, and then it is sent from there to an infrared bulb, which would probably be the easiest way to send to the TV. And then for the location function, you'd have a sender on the TV, which would output some sort of signal. We could use IR, but we probably want to use radio instead. That signal would go to a receiver, which it could process it, and it would be output in the form of a buzzer or a light lighting up. Some of my personal preferences for how to build the remote would probably be a battery for the energy source, that way you don't have to plug it in. A button pad for input. We can purchase a pre-made chip, which will handle all the processing stuff. IR transmitter to communicate to the TV, that's just sort of standard. So most TVs have an IR receiver. Probably a radio receiver to send out location function and to receive it. And I'd probably say a buzzer for the location function on the remote itself. So that concludes my presentation.
Do you know about,
Yeah, I was an engineer.
Okay.
Before I came here.
Okay, well, thank you, Lynn. We'll discuss that in a moment. I just want to mention some new project requirements that came in. Teletext is currently outdated, so due to internet popularity, so that's off the list. Also, our remote should be used only for television. No extra internet kind of fancy things, just remote and television. And also, we need to incorporate our corporate image onto this. So, the phrase is we put fashion in electronics. So, let's be fashionable, I guess. If we had something, I mean, silver and gold or yellow are colors. So, if we have like a kind of silver or like this all, and yellow and so we need to make some decisions on the remote control functions. I guess we should make some kind of brainstorming.
Like in terms of how it looks or like
Probably our target group and how it's going to appeal to our target group in, I don't know, the buttons and what it does and that sort of thing. So
is our target group then people, so do you want to go ahead and design this thing with a finder button? So
I think that seems like, yeah.
Okay. So
the buzzing.
So then our target age group would be the 19 to 35 range.
Yeah, right? Teenagers and
well, that's for speech recognition.
Well,
that's anything.
I was thinking about that. I mean, speech recognition is really hard to program, and also, if the TV is on, it's making sound, and the people on the TV are talking, and if somebody says, like, one, then the TV's gonna switch itself to channel one.
Yeah.
It seems like a silly, I'm not sure how you implement it.
I just put the
if you consider our budget to have speech recognition programmed in every single room, it might be able to.
Okay, so are we gonna have just some kind of a, like, we'll have the buzzer on the, some, like, on the TV itself?
Well, you'd have to have a button on the TV or on your wall or something, I suppose, since the TV already has power.
Yeah.
Yeah, you click the button, it's gonna send out a signal. And I was thinking, IR is line of sight, so unless the remote is, like, actually in front of the TV, it's not gonna work. So probably like a radio signal or something.
Okay.
On the cell phone.
Okay.
Sends out a signal, and then the remote hears a signal, and so it beeps, probably.
Okay.
So you need, like, a separate base for that, or, like, something?
It would have to be sold separately, because if the sender's on the remote, then you'd have to find the remote first to click the button to find the remote.
So do you plug it in, you plug it in the TV?
Yeah, I'd probably just stick it on the TV, so
okay.
You can find the remote, click the button.
So it's now, like, a two-part
thing. Yeah, so a two-part package.
Okay.
So you get to design that, too.
So do you think, even though we're not talking about speech recognition, our target group should still be teenagers and young professionals?
Should that thing be on a thing to put the, you're talking about the home for it. Do you still want to build the little thing that's the telly or to hang on the wall, or shall we leave that for now?
I'll probably leave that. I mean, I guess one takes care of the other.
Okay,
if you can. Yeah, if you can call it, then it's.
Okay. For them, so you have that button. Is there a light, or shall we just have a radio?
On the TV or on the phone?
On the phone.
Seems like
need a light.
The beep's seen the most.
That's
what the phone says.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to find a phone, you just have to call it, and it starts ringing somewhere, and then you can.
And like
a couch,
if the phone's under the couch,
So we have the other buttons. So you have this.
So I'm the two remotes that you had shown. One looked like it was for VCR type thing, and the other.
I think they're both sort of just like general, they're both general remotes.
Because that is something we have to decide, is whether we want to have VCR capabilities.
Yeah. Does anyone know if VCRs are the same across international?
They're not.
Okay, so you need like a whole different
set
of
buttons. Yeah. But DVD probably is.
Yeah, other than that region and kind of thing.
But these
and then if we're targeting young professionals and teenagers, I mean, it's going to be DVD.
I think still, it shouldn't be that hard to just reduce the number of buttons.
Yeah.
Like, because if you just have like one menu button that works like with a, where you can just kind of scroll through the options.
Well, for sure we need the. I think we can just design the channels. I mean, power is just a button.
Yeah.
And it's not used that much, so and it's usually that red.
Yeah.
And I think it's quite nice to keep it like red.
You know, I've seen some remotes though where you just hold one, like if you hold one down, it's a different color than the other buttons, but that turns it on. So you don't actually have a separate power button.
Okay.
It seems like that would be hard though. I mean. Because unless you
it might be confusing.
Just because I would probably pick it up and just be like, why is it?
Besides, you have to
get
the
power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're definitely on a power button and numbers.
Yeah.
Right.
Or even I don't know if people like this, but if you want to reduce the number of buttons, instead of having like 1 to 9, half a sort of
that's sort of like joystick flat.
Because people like seem now the iPod's up, people seem to like the state that there's no, you know, you don't have one, two, three,
yeah,
four.
I think that's an interesting idea, because it's cool, it's funny, like, if, like, I don't have an iPod, but, like, I just, like, started messing around with one of my friends the other day, and you just sort of, and it's funny how you pick it up and you just figure out how to use it quite easily. Like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, it's just, and it's one thing, which has everything.
Yeah, it is really, but do you need a screen then? Do you have to have a screen then?
Well, can't it tell the, like, can't you?
Yeah, if you have the number.
You can have the number,
okay.
And it'll tell you, again, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
yeah.
Once you scroll.
Okay, so
you
have this, like, scrolling sort of button.
Is that like an on a mouse pad where
yeah,
kind of
yeah, it's like it's just like the same.
It's
like
nowadays
and this, like that, and then you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can have, if you actually just want to zap, you can have like a thing like that and that, and then it can just be plus and minus.
Okay. So like it's like a little part of the circle that.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's just a region of the circle that you can.
Yeah, actually.
We can even have four buttons. Like, if that's the mouse, you can have the volume of the channel changes just like on that.
So volume could be like the top of and the bottom. So do you need to? Okay.
That would be.
Well, you have to like be able to change the function of it to like.
What do you mean the function?
I mean like okay, because so. I guess okay. So when you scroll your thumb like around it, it'll like let's say you're going clockwise. That means you're going to go up the channels and then scroll the other way and it'll go down.
Yeah.
But then so if you want to switch to the do you have to switch to a function where like so you're either in that mode or you're in the mode where like it just has like the four like you know this is channel that way that's that way and volume's up and down.
Yeah, but it knows for some.
It just.
Yeah, iPod knows.
It just knows.
It works on an iPod and it works.
Yeah. So you just can either do this or like you can just touch it if you want.
Well, for the volume, you have to press the middle.
Okay.
And then go up.
Okay. So you have to like press this middle region and then you can scroll. Go up.
And then
so
well,
like
you can have the goes. But if you like that makes more sense because there's already ones with up and down here that I've seen.
And you is there an actual button? Are you actually you're just using the mouse to go up and down?
Well, what you,
like
for the iPod, you press on, well, right, if you're on the channel, let's say, then you press on the middle, and then if you do that again, the volume goes up, and if you do that, it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to keep it with volume here and here, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, if you're going to use this for channels, right, then wouldn't the volume need to be separate somehow? Like, you could just have.
I don't know, you can click and then have it up and
like
down, but
you
I think
can actually
I think we can go on the fact that it does just work with
yeah.
But the other thing is like iPods are so expensive, like it has to be is that part
is
of
that what makes sense?
Yeah.
I think it's
I don't
like
know.
They have
I
so much memory though. That's
I don't think it's the
I think
yeah. Yeah. I think it's it's their capability. I mean they can hold what, like 5,000 songs or something.
I'm thinking we could, if we have so big, I mean, but an iPod
like
just has
that, so
you
can
get
a
lot
of songs and
yeah.
That's more expensive.
Yeah. But, like, since it just has this circle thing, you could make it a kind of cool shape. Like, it could be sort of, you know, because it could be circular.
Yeah.
Or something weird like
that. Well, it could just be simple instead of being a mess. Because the other thing I didn't tell you on my presentation is that people find that it's a big waste of time to have to learn how to use your remote.
Yeah.
That's another thing they complained about.
Yeah.
What other buttons were there? Volume, oh we've just said that.
So channels, okay. This is just for TV, it's not for but it is does need to be compatible with
The DVD is simple, you just have play, pause.
So have you
actually our new project requirements, I'm not sure if they meant only for television as in not for DVD or just not internet type thing. So I'll check that and update you on the next.
So like if we had that.
We'll hold off on that.
But DVD players usually have their own remote.
That's true, yeah.
So
I know, I'm not going to have it all in one because you want to turn it on and then you want to turn up the volume and then you want to go to the menu.
Yeah.
So you have to have, like, I think you would have to have like a function switch button, you know, somewhere, so like you're either on TV, you're on DVD, or you're on VCR.
Yeah.
Or you're like, so
DVD is on like 4 buttons.
Yeah, but I mean like to switch the to switch the function of the little circle disc, the touchpad.
Yeah.
I think circle only does channel isn't applicable to DVD really, because you don't want to.
Yeah, but it
volume is, and volume is actually controlling the TV, so you don't have to switch.
So, but I'm saying like, does it make sense to have like some kind of a button so like if you're on TV, like you can switch channels, but then if you're on DVD, then like the channel button, like the region of the disc that was for channels is for like switching to different tracks or, you know, to different, I mean, do we need to think about that?
Let's think about it because we need to wrap up.
Okay.
Let's see. So everyone's gonna go finish their questionnaire, and then we'll come back after lunch. We'll see the next individual work. So think about the things we've discussed and bring some ideas to the next meeting. See you soon.
So I feel like I'm on a spaceship. Okay, logging out.